Welcome to Manager Tools. This is Sarah.
And this is Kate.
Today's cast, The Feedback Sandwich, part one of one.
The questions this cast answers are, what is the feedback sandwich technique? Why doesn't the feedback sandwich work? And what should I do instead?
If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. We know that you've been inundated with information about our new licensing structure. We are excited to share that it's also rolling over to our organizational training as well. In particular, our effective manager training. Organizational training managers will get far more benefit than our previous trainings did. And we've made our organizational training nearly half the price compared to individualized in-person training. We want more managers effective and more professionals productive. If you'd like to learn more, contact Maggie by emailing her at maggie@manager-tools.com. All right, so folks, my guess is you found us online, as many people do find their management guidance. And if you go to the internet, where everything is true, especially the management guidance you'll find, you're going to read a lot about the sandwich technique. Weirdly, it's also sometimes called a praise sandwich or a compliment sandwich, both of which make absolutely no sense. That's essentially like calling a ham sandwich by referring to the bread. We don't do that. It's a ham sandwich.
Right. We don't say it's a bread sandwich.
Exactly. Now, what I'm going to assume then is because you've been online before, you've probably seen reference to this sandwich. Surely you've heard of it. And it's when a manager has negative performance communication to deliver, so he or she sandwiches that negative performance communication or criticism between two positives. The idea here being to somehow soften the criticism. And in today's guidance, we're going to look at the pervasiveness and effectiveness and discuss an alternate approach.
We're going to talk about the feedback sandwich. We're going to define it. We're going to talk about the feedback sandwich's effectiveness, and then we're going to talk about the manager tools feedback model. So an alternate method, as you mentioned.
Yes, exactly.
The feedback sandwich technique is one way that's out there for managers to deliver negative feedback. Yes. It recommends that if you, the manager, want to give negative feedback, you should sandwich your negative comment in between two, usually generally positive comments.
Exactly. So I'll give you folks an example. Say one of your directs was late with the deliverable. So to deliver that negative performance communication using the sandwich technique, you would say, Trevor, I appreciate your positive attitude on this team. You're a really important part of the great culture we have here. Being late on this latest deliverable isn't great, but I also know that you're a fast learner, which is one of the reasons you're so respected. See, I started with a couple of general or a general positive, followed by the negative, the thing that I actually wanted to talk about. Dude, you missed your deliverable. Followed by, again, some nice general comments, again, at the end. It's a simple model.
It's a simple model. And there's a lot of commentary about it on the web. It's not just simple, it's popular.
Yeah.
And mostly I believe that's true because managers and professionals are looking for ways to give performance communication. And if they find something that is simple.
Yeah.
That
easy to use.
For sure. Then they might use it. And they may not necessarily have researched enough to know if it's actually useful or not. They're just looking for a solution. I just got to fix this problem. And if you're reading about it on the internet, you will find guidance on the web that calls these three elements PIP, positive, improve, positive. And also, there's some people who call it kiss, kick, kiss.
Ooh.
Which is horrible and out there, like it exists in the world. It is pretty far out on the spectrum. Even the fact that I just said that made me feel gross.
Yeah.
So there's that. And the fundamental reason, the rationale behind the sandwich technique is that we're softening the blow of negative input with two positive items. The bread of the sandwich is the two positives, and the meat of it is the reason for the communication. That's the main thing we're trying to deliver.
The
mistake. Because in a Yeah, in a sandwich, the bread is the delivery mechanism.
Right. Not the content itself. And
right.
In this case, same thing is true. The positives are the delivery mechanism.
They're just there to give it to you.
The content is the negative.
Yeah, the bread is just there so you don't have to hold a piece of olive loaf in your fingers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And folks, this sandwich technique, I don't know, Kate, I know for me as someone who presents and talks about the manager tools feedback model constantly to people, it's one of the number one questions I get from managers in our training. Well, what about the sandwich technique? Everyone knows about the sandwich technique. And it's incredibly pervasive, not persuasive, pervasive, in uninformed management guidance, because it's kind of like candy for managers. The sandwich technique is designed to encourage managers to give more feedback by softening it. And this is, in principle, a good idea, but it gets tripped up by the old adage that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. The intent in making it easier on managers makes too many managers want to try it, but they don't understand the incredibly negative effects this has on their directs. We say all the time at Manager Tools, communication is what the listener does. It's not about you, manager. It's about them. And the purpose, ultimately, of a feedback conversation is your direct's future behavior. If directs don't like the way you're given feedback, no matter how easy it is for you to deliver, your technique is not going to encourage more effective future behavior. Full stop. It doesn't work. Don't do it.
Yeah. I actually also truly believe that, yes, it's easy, and that's why a lot of people use it. The other reason that people use it is because managers know most of the work their directs do all day is positive and they're not commenting on it. And they understand that they should be giving more positive input. And they're not doing it when they could be. They've abdicated their responsibility to include positive input to their directs on a regular basis, thus requiring them, when they want to give negative, to also deliver positive, which they have not been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it negates the positive as well. I do not believe that a manager who only wants to give negative and sandwiches positive truly wants to give feedback. I think what they want is to assuage their ego in the kind of theme of, I want to tell you what you did wrong. I think a manager who truly believes in feedback believes in positive and negative and doesn't abdicate their responsibility to tell people when they're doing things right.
Yeah, I agree. I think this falls back in that bucket of managers don't even really understand what their job is. They weren't really taught how to do it.
Well, that's true.
They don't really know, but they do know they should be talking about communication. And they do know they should probably be talking about performance, sorry. And they do know they should be talking about positive and negative. But to your point, managers are error finders. Humans are error finders. We're very good at it. But managers are the error finders of the error finders. And it causes them to fall in that trap. I mean, I say this all the time to managers. Your job is not to point out flaws. It'll get you nowhere pointing out flaws constantly. But managers think that's the job. So they do it. And it doesn't work.
And we are here also to talk about its effectiveness. Feedback sandwich technique is one of the worst pieces of management guidance ever to have been invented. We urge you to never use it and tell your fellow managers as well to avoid it at all costs.
Yes, feel free to share this podcast.
Yeah, if you don't want to say it to them, I'll say it to them. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. Don't do it. Okay, and so then, well, why, Kate? Why is it a terrible idea? Because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
It doesn't. Folks, you might, if you're listening to this for the first time, if you're unfamiliar with manager tools, you might wonder how we know this. We tested it. This is manager tools. We have data. Years ago, as we were discussing at a large organization, a management training engagement, we were asked to substitute their unofficial feedback technique into our training. We teach a four-step feedback model.
Yep, which we're going to cover.
Exactly, which we're going to cover. And they asked us to, instead of talking about our model, talk about, again, their unofficial technique, which we thought was kind of interesting because they'd specifically asked us to come and train their managers on feedback because their surveys showed directs wanted more performance communication, as many, many directs do. So if that's the case, why would they be asking us to train the sandwich technique when they were already hearing people weren't getting enough feedback? Nonetheless, it seemed to us that their managers were aware of this unofficial technique and either weren't using it or their directs were hearing it and didn't find it effective.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes what you as a manager or the organization feels is feedback, the direct doesn't necessarily internalize mm-hmm. as such. I
say that all the time about the engagement surveys that we all get done about us all the time. And managers all over the world are astounded that their directs are telling the organization, we never get any feedback because managers think they're doing it, but directs aren't internalizing it.
Right. It's not what they hear.
Yeah.
A comment that was, hey, good meeting does not come across to your direct as feedback.
Right.
For example.
Yeah. You think it is. They don't.
Right. Nevertheless, with this organization, while we said that we wouldn't substitute the sandwich technique for our model, we did offer a compromise. We said we would train a group of managers on our effective feedback model, along with the rest of the managerial trinity, and they could take a control group that wasn't getting our training and train them specifically on their unofficial model, mm-hmm. the sandwich technique. And as it turned out, they trained about 200 managers with the sandwich technique, and we trained about 150 managers on effective feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we actually have that comparison, like one-to-one, how are managers doing? Well, the group we trained on the effective feedback model had a 60% higher usage of feedback versus the sandwich group. A 60%. Also,
pretty good.
Exactly, pretty good. Also, the directs of effective feedback managers ranked their receiving of feedback nearly twice as positively. The recipients of feedback, 77% of the people receiving the manager tools model ranked it positively. 40% of the people receiving the sandwich technique ranked it positively. And further, results in retention overall improved by 40% with the manager tools feedback group versus about 3% with the sandwich group. Now, also, interestingly, folks, for both groups, the way we gather data was asking directs whether or not and how often they got feedback. We didn't even ask managers how often they were delivering it. This is all information, all data received from directs reporting to us. Again, communications with the listener does measure the listener. And that's what the listener said.
Yeah, we learned not to ask the managers
mm-hmm.
over time. We had some experience testing these things.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're being fully honest, this last statistic is a little bit unfair. Sorry, because the sandwich group didn't learn how to build trust through one-on-ones before they gave feedback. So does the entire statistic rely upon the spam sandwich that is the their model? No, probably not. It takes, we have found both techniques, the trust building of one-on-ones, as well as the delivery of the feedback model, our feedback model, mm-hmm. in order to cause metrics to increase. And in defense of the effective feedback group, they had to wait 3 months while doing one-on-ones before they gave any feedback, while the sandwich technique group was able to start using the sandwich model immediately after the training.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it was a combination of both that we believe helps to increase the metrics. And the group who was getting the sandwich got a lot more feedback a lot more quickly.
Yes.
So it's actually a bit more damning to the sandwich that it caused such poor metrics when it was probably in such heavy use.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you mentioned, it is easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple thing to do. I actually often have experiences in my real life where people do a very similar thing. I think mm-hmm. it's
natural.
It is. It's pretty natural. I find that a lot of people say things like, oh, it's so good to see you.
Yeah.
You were late. Is everything okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a social sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of other things. I feel so bad saying mean things about spam. I talked about this week in Boston, and somebody mentioned that they really like spam. And also, my husband really likes spam. The only other one I can come up with, though, is olive loaf, which is, I think, bologna with olives embedded.
Yeah. Doesn't it also have cheese? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Never eaten it. I've just seen it.
I've seen it. I've seen it. Like, it comes in like a slab.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to me the most,
it's a pretty good comparison.
Offensive type of food sandwich.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so folks, now let's go back and think about.
Sorry. We're not here to talk about olive loaf.
I know. Let's go back and think about the data now. Now that Kate has made it clear, again, for those of you that may not realize, when we were testing the manager tools feedback model, that those people were told they must wait and do 3 months of one-on-ones before even using the model. Now, think again about the first data point I mentioned. The effective feedback model group gave 60% more feedback. This was over an 8-month period. Think about that. The effective feedback group only had 5 of those months to deliver feedback versus the 8 months of mm-hmm. feedback the sandwich technique group could give. And in their 5 months, they still out-feedbacked their colleagues by 60%.
Yeah. And okay, even let's go a step further. Oh, this isn't a data point. I absolutely feel it's worth mentioning that the managers who used effective feedback said that it allowed them to give negative feedback in about 10 seconds,
mm-hmm.
which was much shorter than the sandwich technique group. The sandwich group also said that one of the reasons they gave less, reasons being a gentle way of phrasing this, was that they had to come up with 2 positives every time they had a negative feedback comment to make. And I will say, from the perspective of the manager, we often talk about how a 10-second feedback delivery mechanism is really beneficial to the manager because mm-hmm. you get more opportunities to use
it.
It's worth noting here, because we're talking about, we ask the directs, right? Since we're talking about it, to some extent, from the directs' perspective, which is not something we normally do. We usually talk about things from the manager's perspective. I do want to highlight that from a direct's perspective, having been a direct myself, the longer a negative feedback conversation is, the worse it is. It is really uncomfortable to sit for long periods of time and listen to how you have been missing the mark.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 10 seconds, I am grateful for the fact that I can say, I will fix it, and walk away. And I would prefer to stew upon the problem alone and not in front of my boss. I can't speak for everybody else. I can't imagine that being told, hey, you could have done better, is always comfortable mm-hmm. for everybody. And I find sometimes it's uncomfortable because I know I could do better. I really want to be fantastic. Sitting there, though, listening to how you could have been better for a long period of time isn't enjoyable. And it's, I find, just demoralizing. It's like,
mm-hmm.
it just makes it harder to want to switch into the important part, which is how can I fix this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what feedback's about, right? Feedback's not about,
totally.
Let's spend an extended period of time making our direct feel badly. It's really not. It's really not, but
and that's
it's
not
what
motivational.
Happens sometimes. Exactly.
Yes.
It's not motivational.
Yeah, it's not motivational to mm-hmm. have to sit there and like stew in it. It's,
yeah.
Because there's nothing you can do about that in the past. So, yeah. And, you know, in this situation that we're describing from our past testing and data and experience. We're really just talking about the data refuting the sandwich technique. Mm-hmm. Anecdotally, directs said that they hated the sandwich technique.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed 200 roughly directs who had received it over the months of the study, and many described the experience as insulting, juvenile, insincere relative to the positive pieces, and fake.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that their bosses were trying to sugarcoat the negative, which is the whole point of that model, and felt talked down to.
Mm-hmm.
And in the similar vein of my feelings, just tell me what I did wrong was mentioned over and over and over again in the directs experience.
Yeah. And folks, it's not just the addressing what they did wrong that is problematic when you use the sandwich technique. Further, direct said that receiving feedback in the sandwich technique made them dislike receiving positive feedback too. So it's not just you're doing a bad job of delivering negative feedback. Now that you've delivered negative feedback this way, now directs don't like when they get positive and only positive feedback from you. Because when you start a negative performance communication with a conversation with a positive to soften the negative, your directs know the positive isn't the point of the conversation. But when managers were giving simple positive feedback, directs overwhelmingly assumed that the only reason they were receiving this positive was to soften a coming negative. And so they had fallen into the habit by this point of ignoring the positive, waiting for the negative to come. So even those instances where the negative didn't come resulted in the director not paying attention to the positive and thinking that the positive was just some made up fictitious positive thing that wasn't even real. It wasn't genuine. Even though the negative never came in the positive feedback conversation, obviously they assumed it was coming, so discounted the positive. So ask yourself, something we employ a lot here is the middleman test. Mm-hmm. You're someone's manager, probably, but you're definitely someone's direct. Ask yourself how you would take positive feedback from a boss who used the sandwich technique. We'd bet you'd assume that the negative was also coming and therefore ignore what you assumed at that point was a generic positive. What a letdown. And what a massively, massively inefficient way to deliver performance communication.
Again, just when they do something good, talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait until you feel that you have to give the negative to talk about it. And my gosh, don't assuage your own need to zing them by serving them a bad sandwich. Mm-hmm. Ugh, okay.
Yeah.
What's maybe more devastating than all of this is, if you think it through, the biggest problem with the sandwich technique is that it destroys trust. And trust is the single best predictor of high performance for managers and their teams. Managers with higher trust scores overwhelmingly outperform managers with lower trust scores. In our study, the trust scores of managers who said that they, or who used the sandwich method, dropped by slightly less than 20%. No matter how high their trust was before they started using the sandwich method. And any managerial technique which destroys trust won't be effective, no matter how easy it is to use.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. It's easy. It's simple. To your point earlier, Kate, it's kind of natural. It happens. It seems like something that many people do often. Why wouldn't it work? And I hope by this point we've convinced you that it won't work. Doing it won't work. It makes it worse, actually.
I've already said this twice. The thing that always gets me about this is managers not giving positive input on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
If you have given a positive input to somebody 3 or 4 times this week and you have something to mention where they could improve, you don't have to give them a positive because you already have all week. You can just address the thing that's happened that needs improvement.
Exactly.
And it's a little bit like the news. The news is always talking about negative things. They're not really highlighting the positive things that are happening in the yeah. world. Now, there are some news channels now that have like a positive news segment, or I think there's a radio station in here in Austin where once a week they do a segment on good news only. Now, I think it's like owned by Clear Channel, so it's probably much bigger than just here, which almost makes it worse. If you're owned by Clear Channel Radio, you have the whole world's news set to offer from. It's not like it's just local good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we're going into the holiday season, right? When we're recording this, we're going into yeah. the holiday season. And I know how much people love the Christmas positive news, Secret Santa kind of things that happen on the radio and all that stuff. So I know that other people also want, their people are hungry for positives.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly feel that we only get to focus on the negatives because we live in a world of luxury.
Yeah.
And many of us, not all of us, but many of us don't have to worry about how to feed our families or get to work, these kinds of things. But some people do. And if you own a smartphone, your world is pretty luxurious. Let's not forget that an iPhone costs $1,000. And let's not just allow our status quo, which is so positive, to go unnoticed.
Yeah.
And if you're noticing it, but not communicating it, you're not really helping the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice something nice, something positive, something good, something that moves us towards our mission, mention it.
Yeah, exactly. Just a plug for making the world a better place. I love it, Kate.
I really would like to support the people. You know, our job is to support managers. As managers, though, if you're listening and you're a manager, you've signed up to be part of your organization's mission. And if you believe in that mission, supporting the people around you who are also engaged with that mission is part of your responsibility. And, you know, it's part of what you're doing at this organization.
Yeah.
And we could do that with some positivity.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I don't know. Agreed. Maybe not.
Ever wish you'd known the secrets to success earlier in your career? Whether it's improving your interview skills, building strong professional relationships, or taking good notes, our tools are designed to help you catch up quickly. The Manager Tools License gives you access to all of the benefits of a Career Tools License, so you can catch up fast. Our interviewing series will teach you how to stand out and land the job you want. The Effective Relationship series offers insights for building and maintaining vital connections. And Career Tools podcasts and show notes get rave reviews from some surprisingly high-placed executives. No matter where you are in your career, it's never too late to gain the skills you need. Equip yourself for ongoing success with the right resources at your fingertips. Find your pathway and start mastering the skills that will take you further. Visit us online today at manager-tools.com/licenses.
We're going to move into the Manager Tools feedback model now.
Yes,
we talked about the sandwich technique. We discussed its lack of efficacy in terms of improving behaviors and its detrimental effects to trust, all of that. So now, in terms of what does work, we're going to discuss a tool that we have data works, the Manager Tools feedback model. We have probably close to 100 podcasts more that are either specifically yeah. about feedback or in some way mention or refer to feedback. And we encourage you to listen to them all. If you're a licensee, you can read our white paper style show notes, not transcripts. Yeah, exactly. They're really a distillation. Kate and I use them when we're recording. We write it before we talk about the topic. So if you're a licensee,
get you everything you need.
Exactly. Use those. And I also want to point out, if you're on the podcast page for this cast specifically, there are multiple podcasts linked to about feedback from this podcast page so that you can listen to more information about specifically feedback. Just come to manager-tools.com, type this podcast's title into the search bar, the podcast title, Feedback Sandwich, and then you're going to have a link to this cast's page. Along the right-hand side of that page will be the related cast's link.
Mm-hmm. So you can find them all.
Yeah, exactly.
There pretty easily. And we're going to give you an overview here of the manager tools feedback model, which has four parts. First, ask if you can give feedback. It sounds like this. Can I give you some feedback? Or can I share something with you? Or do you have a moment for some feedback? We ask so that our direct knows we're going to give feedback, positive or negative, because we want them to know what's coming. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, it's okay for them to say no. Otherwise, why would we ask? Don't worry if they say no. They'll probably come back to you in a few hours because their curiosity has gotten the better of them.
Mm-hmm. I want to make a small plug here for keeping the word feedback in your question.
Mm-hmm.
Again, something I mentioned earlier, we have noticed there's a lot of organizations who are doing engagement surveys and the direct is asked a question about, do you get enough feedback, using that exact word. And if you keep the word feedback in your question, even though you hate it, feedback has gotten a bad name. It's not your fault, but it's many, many other people before you's fault. And if you use the question, it helps your directs understand what this engagement, this 10-second conversation really is. Okay, so after you ask the question, second, we describe the behavior. It sounds like this. When you do that, always start with when you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sketch out the scenario. Don't tell a story. Don't say, I noticed that earlier today when you were talking to a colleague. Just get right to what they did. Ask yourself, do you want your boss, to Kate's point in the earlier parts of this guidance, do you want your boss to spend 30 seconds to a minute setting the scene when you're getting feedback? Or would you rather them just like get to it?
Yeah, quick.
Yeah, exactly. So more specific examples. When you're early with a deliverable, when you miss a deadline, when you help a colleague with their work. Very simple, very clear, very direct, no setup.
Good. Third, describe the result of their behavior. One of the phrases you can use here to transition from their behavior to the result is, here's what happens. Though you really don't have to say that. For instance, when you're late, here's what happens. It slows us down. Or when you get things to me earlier, what happens is I can get right to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason this model is so effective is because it includes cause and effect, action and reaction, incident and response. And you'll note that the positive and negative examples that I've just given, which include both pieces, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. all sound virtually identical. And that's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of feedback is not to point out the mistake or the success. The purpose of all feedback, positive, negative, affirming, adjusting, is to encourage positive, effective behaviors in the future. That's why we recommend a singular model. We're not trying to distinguish the positive from the negative of the past.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to focus on a future that includes only positive behaviors. And that means your tone should be positive for both positive and negative, because the purpose of both is the same,
mm-hmm.
which is certainly not the case if you use the sandwich technique only for negatives and then have a different delivery for positives. And I don't think that managers who use the sandwich technique do use another technique for positive. Yeah. I think they just abdicate their responsibility yeah. to give positive.
Right.
But here's this, why learn two models?
Right. It's hard enough, folks. Giving yeah. feedback is hard enough. Never mind you having to learn and implement two models for the different things. It doesn't make sense. It's a waste of time. And also there's a value, there's benefit from your direct hearing, your positive feedback, and your negative feedback in the same model, in the same way. And the reason for that is it makes these two things look like they have the same purpose.
Mm-hmm.
To give them information. Exactly, and they do. To give them information to do better next time. Not to reward them and punish them. Not to give them a gig. What is the three-word thing you said earlier, Kate? Kiss, kick?
Kiss, kick,
yeah.
kiss.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not what it's about. The only reason yeah. we talk to people about their performance is so that next time they're in the situation, they do something different. So keeping them in the same model, huge value. Okay, so then there is the fourth part, the last sentence, if you will. You either say thanks or you ask for a different behavior. For positive feedback, it sounds like thank you or keep it up or that was great, well done, any positive thing you want to say. And for negative, we'd suggest you ask a question. Can you do that differently? Or could you work on that for me? And get a verbal acknowledgement that they're willing to try out a different set of behaviors next time. And we recently did a podcast about what happens if they say no to that question, which, go back and listen to that podcast, is incredibly rare. Mm-hmm. Usually they'll say yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We could do a full example.
Yeah, start to finish. Cool.
Okay. Can I give you some feedback?
Yes.
Direct says yes. When you're early on deliverable, it speeds things up. Thanks. Or, can I give you some feedback?
Yeah.
When you're late on something, it slows others down. Can you work on that?
Yeah.
Both of those, if you time them, take less than 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So ask yourself, if your boss was giving you feedback, would you want it to take less than 2 minutes or less than 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want it to be fast? Shorter right. And faster is better, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you were the deliverer, I mean, whether you're the recipient or the deliverer, if you're delivering feedback, again, one of the reasons I believe that people are using the sandwich technique, couching their negatives with some soft positive bookends, is because it's an uncomfortable conversation for the deliverer and the recipient. Why drag sure. it out?
But 10 seconds of discomfort is not that much.
Exactly. Versus the sandwich technique, which by definition takes 30 or more, assuming each of those things is at 10 seconds roughly. Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Why make all of your pieces of feedback 3 times longer than they need to be? Yeah.
Do not know.
Exactly. Just doesn't make sense. I mean, I feel like we've established, I hope you guys agree, that you should never use the sandwich technique. People that recommend it don't know what they're talking about, and they certainly do not have data to prove that it works against another tool that there is data. Directs don't like it. Even if it makes some managers feel better, those recommending it don't have data. They have got feelings. And those feelings are all around making it easier for the manager to give feedback rather than helping directs. What's more, it's insulting to the colleagues that report to us, implying that they're not able to hear something they did wrong without it being sugar-coated.
Yeah.
To say nothing of the fact that the next time you give some positive feedback, they're going to assume they're going to be receiving here another crappy tasting sandwich with olive loaf in it.
Use the manager tools feedback model instead. It's much faster than the mm-hmm. stupid sandwich. It's respectful of your directs. It allows you to give more feedback about behavior, which is what matters. There's a lot of stupid guidance out there about managing people. And of course, that makes me think of panel interviews, but the sandwich technique really, really takes the cake. That was terrible.
You're so punny.
Sorry.
That was funny. I like gosh. It.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And for those of you who are still with us, even after we make terrible jokes like that, if you are surprised that we didn't start out right out front saying that you already knew our feelings, like, oh, here they are, because you all have been hearing about this for a while, this cast's title was designed to encourage new folks to listen mm-hmm. to manager tools and to understand something that maybe has kind of been buried in our content for a long time rather than directly addressed. So
there was a little conversation over here about the title of this cast. The feedback sandwich is stupid is what the original title of it was.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And if you folks, if you're not familiar, you could actually go to our search bar on our website and type the word stupid. Some of our podcasts are named that way. A pretty good one. About feedback, actually. Feedback dialogue guidance is stupid. So that was the original title. And we changed it thinking, you know what? This way will draw more people into the community. So welcome.
We're getting soft in our at our current age,
yes.
Let's say.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Thanks, y'all. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Kate. That's all for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. Join us again next week for a brand new topic.